Well, I hope and pray you're doing well. What a joy it is to come and to bring you a very similar message than what I'll bring in church on Sunday. Thank you for tuning in, and it's a blessing that you all listen to us now for maybe 3 years plus. What a joy. But I got a question. Are we ready for change? And more importantly, are you ready? Well, you know, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, and my scripture tracks this week in Mark 13, all talk about the Lord's return. Are you ready for the Lord's return? Well, let's think about it. Because we need renewal, we need change, and we need the dream of a fresh start. I am so grateful that we have a fresh start every day. You know, we go to sleep at night by faith that we rest our head on the pillow and in anticipation and hope that we're going to wake up the next morning. Well, we're in the season of Advent, working towards Christmas, the birth of Christ, but we need to stay in the state of Advent because Jesus said, "Watch, for I am coming soon." Well, maybe the dream of a more stress-free, burden-free life, a happier life, a healthier life. I think all of us would like that. A less lonely or even less impediment type of life where, you know, where there's always things being thrown at you. Well, how many of us wish for that in a coming year? You know, can you believe it's almost 2024? December tends to be the most stressful, difficult, financially burdensome, grief-ridden months of the entire year. Never mind that Advent is supposed to be a time of peace and prayer and patient waiting. Ever tried to shop on Black Friday? I never did, but I've had in-laws and outlaws, and my wife used to like to get up early in the morning to be at the store at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I said, "Okay, I'll wait until you get home, and I'll see you then, and maybe we can go have breakfast or something." Or get in a shopping line anytime until Christmas. You know, I hate waiting in line, but that's just me. But people are anything but still and calm when you're waiting in a line. And I'm probably just as anxious as anybody else waiting in line. And we forget about the silent nights or the heavenly peace in the public realm. Now, some stores now, you hear that Christmas music all along. And it does seem to bring a little bit of civility to our life when we're standing in line with a Christmas season. But, I love the buts. December seems to make a lot of people more ornery, less tolerant, more in a rush, more anxious than all the other months combined. Why is that, preacher? Well, people are financially strapped and feeling the anxiety and the expectations upon them to serve up Christmas cheer, gifts, and all the trappings of a sufficient commercialized Christmas experience. And they feel time crunched, too, with shopping and preparations and many responsibilities. Well, keeping up with the ones who they've had all year long. They feel pulled in several different directions. They grieve those that they've lost. And we have lost some saints from Bethel this past year. In fact, more people suffer from depression and anxiety at the holidays than any other time. Well, a fresh start, relief, renewal, something to take away the pain. Yeah, yes, please. I like that. Yes, please. At first glance, Jesus' message to his disciples in Mark 13 looked very dark indeed, pun intended. But like the visioner of the Revelation and the other apocalyptic prophets, Jesus means to offer hope for a new beginning, a new dawn, when things will change and God's reign will come. "Be ready," he said. "Keep awake and alert," he warned. Something big is going to happen and things are going to change. Jesus is nearing the end of his ministry here on earth. as he's talking to the disciples. And he knows what's about to come. But he also wants to relay the message that despite the darkness ahead, the light is coming into the world with power and glory and will prevail in the end. That's what I say. I read in the back of the book, we win, and I am happy for that. And I don't know about all this stuff till we get there, but we need to keep on keeping on. Amen. So you think Christmas is hard? December is stressful? Imagine what Jesus is about to go through as he sees ahead to the darkest days for him and for all who are Christ's followers. Jesus' prophetic message is one of encouragement and beloved disciples and followers. And I say prophetic because sometimes I have a time pronouncing that word, prophetic, and or prophetic. Anyhow, it's a message for his beloved disciples and us as Christ's followers. He knows they'll soon be under enormous stress, that they will undergo persecution and difficulty. But after all of that suffering, God will win. God will effect the supernatural, overwhelming change within the world, and all who stay the course in faith and loyalty to God. And it will prevail along with him. So just as Jesus recently told a story of the bridesmaids, we looked at that maybe last week, I guess, or week before. Who knew that they had to keep their lamps filled because they don't know the hour that the bridegroom will come? In Mark's gospel, Jesus delivers a similar message, but without the parabolic intervention. He's comforting. Warning is the same. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't lose faith. Know that a time is coming when God's plan will come to fruition and Jesus will return in his glory with divine power and might bring light to God's final victory. Hallelujah. What a relief that must have been to those who only saw darkness and worry ahead. What would happen when Jesus had to leave them? Well, they wondered about that. Wondered. Even though they still resisted believing that he would die, have to die. This wasn't something that they could just wrap their heads around. Still, they could sense his foreboding, the friction all around them, growing in their community and culture, the divisions among their friends and family members, the discrepancy of power between those of status and those who rejected by the power hungry, the vibe around Jerusalem. And even beyond, was high-strung in the passions of Jesus' oppressors grew daily. They knew that Jesus was making people angry and that the authorities were nearly at a tipping point with what they would endure going forward. Some already plotted his demise by any means that they could conjure up. But something was about to break, and it wouldn't be good. Jesus advises his disciples to be on watch for what will happen after that, to be alert, to not allow themselves to become complacent. They'd have to continue to watch their back. But even more importantly, they would have to keep watch for what God was going to do next. For God had a plan, and that plan would be bigger and better than anything the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the scribes or the priests could ever dream of. Things may look askew, even or look at the stuff that's going on around us today. But here's the clue and the answer. God is still in charge. I think there's a comforting message in that God's still in charge. So in this holiday season, when things start to look bleak, dark, and feel overwhelming, when anxiety kicks in and the bills seem to be all-consuming, when loss of loved ones make Christmas feel like the blackest day of the year, when loss of relationships or too much stress seems too far to overtake anything of good cheer during the holiday season, faith. Wow. Have faith. Faith, God is still in charge. You know, that's why I like preaching the gospel message. The message of hope and grace and love. I love being a preacher because I not only believe what I believe that is true from Genesis to Revelation, my life had been changed when the King of Kings came into my life. So I have hope. And knowing that God's still in charge. Well, we have trials and tribulations. Judy and I experience all the same things that you experience. But guess what? Jesus also experienced everything that we experience. That's what makes him the perfect intercessor. And a God that you can love and trust and the promised hope of him coming again. That's what Advent's all about. Advent, the promised coming of the Christ child. Advent, the promised coming of the Christ child returning. Wow! God's the master of change, king of the universe, prince of light, and fresh starts is still in charge of your life. So my message to all of us is simply this, keep faith. And may you and your family be blessed this holiday season with peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. Why did we spend so much time getting to know the person of the Holy Spirit? So that we can have joy and renewal and above all, faith and hope. Wow. Thank you for tuning in. God loves you and so do we.